Feds uncover D.C. area international car theft ring. Federal authorities in the Washington area have uncovered an alleged international vehicle theft ring involving six people suspected of stealing cars and shipping them to Africa, where they are sold for top dollar. Six people were charged on April 22 in connection with their roles in the alleged scheme. A 15-count federal indictment was unsealed in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, charging the defendants with conspiracy to steal at least 20 vehicles in the Washington metropolitan area and Pennsylvania. The cars are transported over state lines and sold to buyers in the United States and the African nation of Ghana, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington. The indictment follows a year-long investigation into an alleged auto theft ring in the District of Columbia area that involved vehicles stolen using electronic devices that allowed thieves to reprogram cars to accept blank key fobs, prosecutors said. They don't need keys, and they don't need hot wiring, no smashed windows, no drama, just a sleek electronic device called an Audel, and under a minute the car's brain is rewritten, U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro said during a press conference on April 22. The car is gone in 60 seconds. An Audel device can be used to erase a vehicle's records and reprogram its keys. Law enforcement is continuing to investigate the case, Pirro said. The auto theft ring could involve more than 100 vehicles in the District of Columbia and more than 30 vehicles in Prince George's County, Maryland. Police officers working on the case executed a search warrant on April 21 at an automobile storage facility in Decatur, Georgia, locating several of the missing vehicles, prosecutors said. The suspects are Jacob Hernandez, 29, of Los Angeles. Dustin Wetzel, 23, of Woodbridge, Virginia. James Young, 23, of Hyattsville, Maryland. Cobe David, 24, of Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And Chance Clark, 25, of Waldorf, Maryland. Another defendant remains at large and is considered a fugitive. Prosecutors did not release the name of that defendant, whose indictment remained sealed. According to the indictment, the stolen vehicles, mostly newer Honda Civics and CRVs, and Acura TLXs and RDX, were first taken to be cooled off in storage locations in southeast Washington. Thieves allegedly disguised the cars by swapping license plates and obscuring the vehicle identification numbers, according to prosecutors. Before shipping the stolen cars, the conspirators allegedly disabled the GPS and Bluetooth systems to deter detection. This isn't joyriding, Pirro said. These are high-end vehicles loaded on transport carriers headed to ports in Savannah and Baltimore, Maryland. The stolen cars were then loaded onto shipping containers labeled as furniture to avoid more scrutiny and sent to Africa, where they were able to get top dollar, Pirro said.